With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Jurors in Wilmington, Delaware are deliberating whether the president's son, Hunter Biden, is guilty of federal firearms charges over a revolver he bought in 2018 when prosecutors say he was addicted to crack cocaine.
So the jury has to deliberate on three counts against Hunter Biden. The first one is a false statement charge. The second one is also a false statement charge. And the third charge is that he illegally possessed a gun while he was an addict. And all three charges are felonies. The jury has to be unanimous in their verdict, and they also have to determine beyond a reasonable doubt for them to convict. If not, he walks out of the courthouse a free man. If he is convicted of any charge, he's going to face sentencing at a date to be determined down the line.
That's correspondent Mike Kunzelman reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is raising the UN Security Council, praising the UN Security Council's vote in favor of a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. He's also calling on Hamas to accept it. Overregulation may threaten business growth unless the Supreme Court steps in. Job Creators Network President Alfredo Ortiz says by overturning the 40-year-old Chevron versus NRDC verdict, the high court will stimulate small business growth by decreasing regulation.
Businesses are dragged under red tape. That is very clear. And it is threatening to take the economy down with it. We see the possibility of overturning the Chevron doctrine as a rare, bright hope amid the current regulatory onslaught coming from Washington.
The Supreme Court is taking up two cases regarding regulatory practices. Federal health advisors have endorsed a closely watched Alzheimer's drug from Eli Lilly for people with mild dementia. The FDA will make the final decision on approval later this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 221.5 points. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969, sparking a riot and several days of protests. This is SRN News. Malawi's vice president and nine others have died in a plane crash.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera says the nation's vice president, Solos Chilima, is among 10 people killed when a small military plane crashed in a mountainous region in the north of the country. Chakwera announced in a live address on state television that the wreckage of the plane had been located after a search of more than a day in thick forests and hilly terrain. Chakwera said there were no survivors of the crash. The group had been travelling to a funeral of a former government minister. Chilima had just returned from an official visit to South Korea on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French opposition parties on the left and the right are scrambling to form alliances for the upcoming snap elections called by President Emmanuel Macron. This was after his party suffered a crushing defeat by conservatives at the European vote on Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com.